The thing that really stuck with me is I came to it as that first conversation was, let's understand Alzheimer's disease, because nobody does. And if you asked at that point, if you asked 15 neurologists, what's the cause of Alzheimer's disease, you would have gotten 20 answers. From slow viruses to genetics to viruses, conventional viruses, to aluminum, simple aging, to, you know, toxic chemicals. Mm-hmm. That was when aluminum was thought to be one of the things that might cause Alzheimer's disease. And that came out of the Colorado lab that I worked in.
Really?
That was the group that had published the fact that there was high density of aluminum in plaques. That's what was going on in high school when I was mixing chemicals for them. And I knew that was going on, although I wasn't engaged in that.
Oh, interesting.
So I got interested in genetic counseling. And then because I was interested in genetic counseling, I was thinking about, why are we doing this research? Because I was talking to these families and they're saying, well, you want to understand the disease, but we want to do something about it. So what's the pathway from what you're doing to doing something for us? And I realized I didn't have a very good answer for that.